Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Over the weekend, at least in major news media, the imminent North Korean threat seemed to retreat just a bit, and in its place, Charlottesville, Virginia. It's there where we know two state police were killed. A murderer drove his car into a crowd. And there's a lot of things swirling relative to that issue. Very difficult to get the truth, ladies and gentlemen, as to what really was happening, what didn't happen, what did happen, and what yet may happen. In the end, no matter how you look at it, law and order, self-restraint, and the rule of law are being shoved to the side, with society appearing to descend into anarchy. We've talked a lot about this on this program. We're going to talk about it today. What is the cause, and is there a solution? That's our theme for the day as we start with Charlottesville, and then we move to North Korea, China, Iran, and even Venezuela, which made its way into the news over the weekend, as we consider the common links and the causes, as we then end up concluding in the solutions segment with what we can do about this. And with that, I welcome you to Stand in the Gap today, this Monday, beginning of a new week here. I'm Sam Rohr, and I'm going to be joined by Dave Kistler, who was away from us last week, and Gary Dahl, who is now away on a much-needed vacation this week. And so let me start right there, because we're going to also bring in just a moment, a special guest, IQ Al-Rasuli. He is a former Iraqi, well-known in our listening audience. He's now living in exile. He's an expert in world religion and geopolitical events, and he's the author, perhaps one of the best series, a trilogy, actually, on exposing the faces of Islam and Mohammedism. It's called Lifting the Veil, The Many Faces of Muhammad and Quran. Well, Dave, I want to welcome you back. We missed you last week, but I'm glad that you were where you were. And you normally, I have to tell folks, you were in a part of the country that normally is nice and cool and rainy this type of year, but it wasn't when you were there. Tell us about what you were doing, please.
Well, Sam, I was actually out in the Northwest United States. We have a youth camp out there called Camp Northwest, and for about 28 years of the 38 years the camp's been in existence, I've been intimately, intricately involved in the camp, and I was ministering there, preaching this week twice a day, and one of the chapel services corresponded with the noon hour here. It was 9 o'clock on the West Coast, 3 hours earlier, of course. But anyway, yes, Sam, you're 100% correct. It's normally very cool in that part of the country this time of year, in the mornings at least. It'll warm up in the daytime. But we had 95 degrees and dry. They have not had rain in 54 days in that part of the United States, which is highly unusual. But in the midst of all of that, God gave us a tremendous, tremendous week. And Sam, I will tell you this. We talk a lot about the next generation, our concerns about those that don't share a biblical worldview. And I understand that is generally the case. But boy, what I saw last week was a great encouragement to me. We had a lot of young people trust Christ, but we also saw young people who understand the issues. Their youth pastors and pastors out there are doing a really, really good job. So it was a stellar week despite the heat.
Well, that's fantastic, Dave. And I wanted you to be able to share that, because that is good news. And I want people to never lose track of that, because even in the midst of a lot of stuff that's not so encouraging, there is good news where Jesus Christ is involved and changed lives. And that's going to be the answer to a lot of things. And with that, I'm going to also now welcome in IQ. Al-Rasuli, he's calling in from the European theater over there. And IQ, you always have a keen sense of international perspective on not just international affairs, but also things that are happening here in this country. And we're going to get to you in just a minute, but I want to officially welcome you to the program here today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Dave, let me go back here with you first. Let's talk about Charlottesville. We can't get away from it. It's all over the news. I've just done TV interview myself on this in the western part of the country just about a half hour ago, and I know you probably are going to do as well. But, Dave, let's go back into this, and I'd like to give you an opportunity to give a little bit of a summary, if you could, relative to what actually was happening there, what was intended to take place. Give a commentary of what actually happened, because we've got a lot of things going around. We've got terms being bannered about alt-right, alt-left, white supremacists, Black Lives Matter, conservatives, fascists. Boy, I tell you, most people are confused. Put it in perspective if you can here for us.
Well, Sam, as you said in the opening, it's very difficult to arrive at the truth because of all the voices that are speaking, and a lot of the voices in the mainstream media are just not communicating reality. They're not communicating the truth in general, and certainly with respect to this. But what happened, there was a rally that was held over the weekend. It was basically held on the part of those that feel like those that are a Caucasian white are being discriminated against. And in the midst of all of that, some protesters from the other side, Black Lives Matter, leftist groups, decided to hold a counter protest. And in the midst of all of that, this man drives his car into a crowd of the protesters from the left side of the spectrum, so to speak, ideologically. He killed one person, and I think 19, 20 or more were injured. Now, Sam, let me say this right out of the chute. What that guy did is inexcusable. It is criminal. It is anything but Christian. It is just murderous. It is horrendous. It's wrong. But what the media is not reporting on, Sam, is that leading up to that, there had been a lot of conflict already going on earlier in the day between the two groups, where the leftist guys were putting concrete into Coke bottles, throwing it at the people that were holding the initial rally, and they were hurling slurs back and forth at each other. So when the president addressed this issue over the weekend and said, the venom needs to stop, the anger needs to stop, the debate needs to stop on all sides, not just, you know, the quote-unquote white supremacist side, he was 100% correct, because all sides were guilty here. And so, Sam, Black Lives Matter was involved from the left perspective. They have done things in the past where the media did not call them out. Whenever there's a group of white people, the media tends to want to go after them incessantly. So there's a lot going on here, Sam, but the president was correct. I just want that understood. The president was correct to call all sides out and say enough's enough.
All right, IQ, let me bring you in right now. From international perspective, you're watching what's happening over here. I know from knowing you that you have an opinion. Give us a perspective, international perspective, on what happened there in Charlottesville.
I had absolutely no doubt that it was the leftists who started the trouble. First of all, the white supremacists, so-called supremacists, whatever they are, they have the right to demonstrate. That's the law. That's America. For them to go and try to shut them up, which they have been doing, by the way, the left has been doing this for the last 18 months or more, even before Trump. They have been shutting up anyone who has an opinion different than theirs. In every single university, in every single high school. This is fact, not fiction. The left always start the trouble. The Muslims always start the trouble. By the way, the left and the Muslims are identical. Same mentality. They want to shut anybody else who's got an opinion different from theirs. What the young man did, of course it's horrendous. Of course it's wrong, it's criminal, and he will have to pay for it. But the media, the collusion of the media with the left is amazing. Absolutely amazing. By the way, something else has happened.
All right. IQ, I'm going to have to go right now just because of the break coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, he made a connection there. It's not surprising. The left is the starter of trouble. Dave talked about it. Both sides are a problem, but the left is starting. We're not going to come back. We're going to talk a little more about the Charlottesville event, whether or not it was isolated. And then we're going to move into North Korea and further connect some dots, ladies and gentlemen, with the left and the whole connection. You'll see it in just a minute. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Americans are a freedom-loving people. Wouldn't it be great if you could carry a copy of the essential documents that outline our freedoms written by our nation's founders in your pocket so you can refer to it every day? Well, now you can. Stand in the Gap Radio has found something you're sure to like, the Patriot's Essential Liberty Pocket Guide. The handy guide is a slim 6.5 by 3.5 inches, yet it includes the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the preamble to the Bill of Rights, and other influential documents, including, in the words of our founders, topical quotes from America's founders, plus a listing of online resources for further research by the serious-minded or the just plain curious. To see and request your copy of the Patriot's Essential Liberty Pocket Guide and make your tax-deductible gift of any amount, go to AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. That's AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. Let us hear from you today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement, the two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-45-BIBLE.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, as I said just before we went to the last break, we're going to talk just a little bit longer here on the Charlottesville issue. And I'm going to go back to you, IQ, right now for just a little bit of expansion. You mentioned on the other side that you made a very declarative statement that the left, as you are seeing, the left is behind, whether it's all or most activities leading towards division and violence and so forth, and you're connecting that to Charlottesville. But you also made a statement that within that, you were connecting that violence and the leftist activity with Islamic activity. You tied them very closely together. Expand upon that just a bit, if you could.
Because both of them are intolerant of opposition, of any idea opposition. By the way, the governor is a Democrat. The latest news is he told the police to stand down in every single case where a governor who is a Democrat, there are riots by the left, the Democrat tells the police to stand down. This is guilty. He is guilty of the murder of that young woman. It doesn't matter that somebody else killed her. But because he allowed the police to stand down, he allowed anarchy. When you allow anarchy, people will suffer. The governor is guilty, not Trump.
Wow, now that's very interesting, IQ, and this is not a direction we're going to go. I want to move on to North Korea, but we know from other events, particularly on the left coast, the California and other places where they have had these kinds of things occurring before, marauders, paraders, rioters have been left to move and maneuver. The police have stood down exactly like you're talking about. So I think you made an extraordinary
reality.
Point.
I mean, look, I'm 5,000 miles away, and I know more about what America is suffering than Americans.
Well,
it's our job, the alternative media. We are the alternative media. We are the only ones who will tell the American people the truth.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the ability to observe events via the lens of truth. And on this program, we're talking biblical truth, absolute truth, Constitution, truth. These things together are critical in order to really understand what's going on. Now, Dave, I want to go back to you now, because at the heart of the Charlottesville issue are some other things that we can't just jump over. And that is this. They are wanting to, many city councilmen in Baltimore, a mayor in Kentucky, and other places are all demanding that for some reason that we tear down, remove from history, statues of Confederate war heroes like Stonewall Jackson or General Robert E. Lee that are there, as if for some reason that's the problem. Dave, put that in perspective here for us.
Well, Sam, let me say this. I couldn't agree more with what IQ just said. He hit the nail squarely on the head. And let me just say this about Charlottesville. There were a lot of people that came in from outside the state of Virginia anticipating, expecting, wanting anarchy to reign and rule. And what the governor did that IQ referenced is, I believe, a criminal act on his part to call the police to stand down. Now, all of that aside, Sam, with respect to the removal of Confederate statues like Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, Sam, that's a part of our history. These men fought for what they believed, and to say that the Civil War was fought entirely over the issue of slavery, again, is not an accurate statement. There were states' rights issues, of which slavery was a portion of what was the issue there. But that is a part of our history. It is an unfortunate part of our history, but it is a part of our history. If we remove it, Sam, we have no bearings for future generations to even discuss those negative aspects of our country's history. So I am totally, totally against that. And this is a purging. This is an attempt to purge the truth of America's past, and it's wrong.
Here we go, Dave. History revisionist, ladies and gentlemen, before our eyes. You remove our past, and you remove those difficult challenges that actually made us who we are. We lose our anchor to the past, and for those who do not know their history, they are doomed to repeat it. IQ, let me go back to you now. We're going to make a transition into this. I want to go to North Korea now because these are also troublemakers, just like anarchists on the ground here. The Islamists you talked about, they are troublemakers. They are threats to security, to peace, to freedom. Give us an update on what's happening there with North Korea there. Put together some bigger picture perspectives as we consider their threat to the United States and really threat, frankly, to the whole world.
Again, I have to repeat that we, the alternative media, must inform people that North Korea and Iran have been working together on both nuclear weapons and delivery systems for decades. That Trump inherited, I repeat the word, Trump inherited this disaster due to the utter spinelessness and stupidity of Democratic President Clinton and Obama. 3 years ago, in my talk shows in the USA, I advised that Japan should change its constitution and go nuclear. Because to be realistic, they should not expect the United States of America to have a nuclear war in their defense. And also, in this way, they counterbalance North Korea completely. And the reason I said it is logical. I'll tell you why. Had they done so, China would have most definitely stopped North Korea going nuclear, because they don't want Japan to go nuclear. Unfortunately, this did not happen. Even now, Japan should declare its intention to go nuclear, and so should South Korea. It was Clinton who empowered North Korea and Obama who ignored her while empowering Iran. Trump and his mouthpieces must point out these facts at all times and every time. By the way, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice acknowledged last week that America's policies regarding North Korea's nuclear weapons program over the last three administrations had failed. But what more can I tell you? From the horse's mouth. But you don't need the horse's mouth. All you need to do is watch and digest the information and figure it out. It's logic, pure logic. You don't need to be a scientist. You don't need to be an expert in politics and physics and astronomy. No. All you do is watch it and read it and see it. It's all there. They should know, these people. They served under President Clinton, who started the downward slide with the misbegotten agreement framework of 1994. What did he do, Clinton? He provided Pyongyang with 500,000 tons of heavy fuel, oil, annually, and two light water nuclear reactors. How many Americans know that?
IQ, what you're saying is there's been a number of enablers that have gotten us to the place where we are. Let me ask you this, and we have just a little bit of time left in this segment. What options now exist with regard to North Korea? Is there any likelihood at all that China's going to do anything to try to rein them in?
It's a $64 million question. I cannot understand why China allowed it. I mean, up to a point, they wanted a troublemaker for America and the West. But they are literally at the border of a rogue nation, not rogue nation, a rogue dictator. And that allowed it. I don't know. Look, there is nothing logical happening in this world today. We are in the 21st century, and nothing logical is happening. Everything is upside down. What will happen next? I couldn't tell you. Personally, I would have said to North Korea, if you attack Seoul, I shall wipe Pyongyang off the face of the earth. I will attack your nuclear facilities. I will attack your military facilities. But if you attack civilians, I will wipe you off the face of the earth. To hell with China. I would have done that. Sorry, I'm talking from my point of view, not from the president's point of view.
Well, IQ,
I mean, all the time they are threatening they would destroy Seoul. That's it.
Well, that brings us to this logical question. Again, people are on both sides of this, but now the president has stepped up, and he has said, if you do one more act of aggression, we're going to rain down fire and fury on you like the world has never seen. There are people on both sides saying, oh, boy, you are forcing them to do bad things. On the other hand, as you've said, this is not of the president's doing. This has been brought to this point by the last two presidents that have aided and abetted and enabled this dictator to think that he has the capacity. So let me ask you a straight-up question. Do you believe that the harsh rhetoric of the president is, in fact, appropriate for the president of the United States in this time?
Of course, 100%. Look, I'll give you a simple example. In 1967, the Israelis were not at war with anybody. Jamal Abdel Nasser declared that he is going to destroy Israel in 1967. What did Israel do? Preempted. Had they not preempted, they would have been exterminated. I believe in preempting. When somebody is threatening me with death and destruction, I will make sure he's dead before I do. Sorry, you're asking me a question. I'm telling you my answer.
Well, you did tell the answer. And when we come back here, I'm going to walk into this next question because we only have just a few seconds left. But I want you to now connect Iran, China, North Korea, and whoever else is a part of this unholy alliance, because when we talk about North Korean threat, they're not all by themselves, and they never got to this position by their own means. Somebody helped them. I'd like you to make the connection in this next break with Iran, China, and whoever else is in there helping North Korea. Ladies and gentlemen, special guest IQ Avrasouli today, Dave Kistler and myself here on Staying in the Gap today. We are glad that you're with us. Stay with us through this break, and we're going to come back on the other side and continue this very important discussion on what in the world's happening and are we descending into anarchy. Ladies and gentlemen, the cause and the solution. Stay with us. We will be right back.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap today.
Well, if you're just joining us on Stand in the Gap today, we are glad that you are. And regardless of where you are right now, whether you are in your car during lunchtime or you're listening to this program delayed, which many stations across the country do, we're thankful to you for being with us. And I want to remind you that you can pick up the entire program and all of our programs in archived form on two places, website, standinthegapradio.com, or, and I'd encourage you to do this, download our new free app on your iPhone or your Android. Just put in the phrase Stand in the Gap or American Pastors Network on your Android. Download that free app. We then will alert you every morning a couple of hours before the program with the theme of the program and the name of the special guest that we will be having. And then as well as other things. You can communicate to us by that app. You can go to our website through your app and you can participate with us financially. We really, really urge all of you who are listening, if you enjoy Stand in the Gap today, hearing this kind of commentary, I ask you, consider even at a small amount per month on your phone, just pick it up, support us, small amount per month. This is a ministry of the American Pastors Network, not funded by big pockets anywhere. We try to deliver the truth, but we need your help to do that. You can stand with us and be a participant in sharing the truth, actually, not just nationwide, but around the whole world. Now, let's go back here where we said we're going to leave off. Our special guest, IQ Avrasouli. And again, for those of you who do not know him, he's a former Iraqi. He's now living in exile. He is a world religion and geopolitical expert, and he's the author of perhaps the best set of books on understanding Islam. It's entitled Lifting the Veil. It's a trilogy, three books, The Many Faces of Muhammad and the Quran. Very excellent resource and material. And you can find that link on our website. All right, IQ, let me go back to you here right now. I want you to take and connect the circumstance with North Korea, Iran, China, North Korea did not get to the point where they have their capability on their own. You have said that actually Bill Clinton, President Clinton, and Obama have done things which actually have helped to bring them to that point. But link the involvements with Iran in particular and China and anywhere else that you think we need to go to show the strength of the coalition that may have the front face of North Korea, but certainly is not just North Korea.
2 years ago, the Israelis attacked, it was five years ago, they attacked a nuclear reactor in the process of being built in Syria. It was being built by the Koreans, financed by the Iranians. The very Iranians that Obama saw fit to give them $150 billion and $400 million in cash. I mean, I can't figure it out. How decent American media, if there are any left, would allow a president to get away with mass murder like Obama did? Why would any president give the leaders of the most terroristic nation on planet Earth $150 billion and then $400 million in cash? How and why? And he got away with it because the media allowed him to get away with it. The same media that attacked Trump are the same ones who are guilty of negligence on a colossal scale. Islam and North Korea and Iran and China are in cahoots. There's no question about the leads are all there. The lines are all there. China thought that it is not her problem that she allows North Korea to go ballistic with ballistic missiles and nuclear missiles to threaten America and make a problem for Japan and South Korea. But it has changed now. And for China to say she is worried about her security, well, why isn't she worried when her rogue friend is threatening the security of America? Every time, every day, every TV program on his country says he will shoot and send missiles to obliterate cities in the United States of America. This is not only a threat. This is literally, and it's not just a threat. It's an attack. It's a war game. If somebody is telling me I'm going to kill you the minute I have a gun, and repeat it again and again, what am I supposed to do? Please tell me. Tell me.
IQ, let me ask you this. Over the weekend, our president and also Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, made some references to Venezuela. So I'd love for you to do this. I'd love for you to connect the dots with what role Venezuela plays and how they're tied in with all of this and how big of a threat to U.S. security is Venezuela and this collection now of anti-American entities that are so close to the United States southern border.
Of course they are a threat, but I honestly don't know why Venezuela will be a threat to the United States of America. In what way? It's a collapsing economy. It is socially self-destructive. It just proves again and again and again the only countries which are dysfunctional on earth are communistic or Islamic. The only countries dysfunctional. You show me an Islamic country which is functional. Which means, by functional means, they have rule of law, they have democracy, they have freedom. They don't exist. The same as the communists. They don't exist. China is not a communist state now. China has not been a communist state for the last 20 years. They can call themselves communists. They can still have Mao Zedong on the pages and displayed. But they're not communists. Chinese today, they have one of the biggest middle-class number of people in the whole history of humanity. And they're not communists. They are doing business like they do in America and in Europe. True, under dictatorship. China can only be under dictatorship, by the way. There's no way on earth that China can go democratic. It will fragment in no time. Same thing with Russia. Doesn't matter what people in America think. Russia is not democratic. Well, Russia cannot be democratic. Russia is not the United States of America. You know something? Mostly European and Anglo-Saxons created democracy. Did you know that? Simple, by the way. The white races created democracy, not the black races, not the Latinos, not the Southeast Asians. The white races.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting, IQ, because really you're talking about worldview, and we know that a Judeo-Christian worldview, which is at the heart of this, and the antithesis of communism and atheism and even dictatorships, has at the heart self-government, an acknowledgement that God is in charge, and things result out of it. And you're kind of talking about that. But I want to go back with you to Venezuela. Dave asked the question, but I want you to connect this because, as CIA Director Pompeo said, here in Venezuela, you have the Cubans, the Russians, Iran, and Hezbollah. They're all there. And that's why I wanted to ask you that question, because here it is, Iran, you've already connected to North Korea, Hezbollah, which is sitting right there on the border with Israel, Hezbollah and Iran are in Venezuela, and that's why Mike Pompeo said they do represent a threat. I think on this program, IQ, if I don't recall, I don't know if it was with you or some other guests, about a year ago, we were talking about the number of Hezbollah terrorists were actually coming into our country through the southern border under the watch of the regime of Barack Obama, coming up in and through Venezuela. You've got Hezbollah that is, who knows how many are here. We heard numbers at one point of between 20 and 40,000. I don't know. But that's why I'm going to ask you about Iran. I mean, this connection of Iran and North Korea and Islam, the peace you're talking about, it's almost encircling us. Comment on those things I said.
Correct, but you have more Hezbollah in Mexico than you have them in Venezuela. You have more Hezbollah in Mexico. I said that before. The American FBI know about it. The American CIA knows about it. They are the ones who are now with the drug cartel. They are converting Latinos to Islam. I'm not kidding with you. This is amazing that anybody could ask the question. They are literally converting thousands of Latinos to Islam. Hezbollah. Google it. It's amazing. Google Hezbollah in Mexico and Latin America. You'd be shocked to find out. So it's nothing to do with Venezuela alone. Hezbollah is Iran, and Iran has been aided and abetted by Obama, by the left wing, by the Democratic Party, and colluded with them, your Congress. They didn't impeach him. Obama should have been impeached on 5 different logical occasions, including Benghazi, the NSA, and others. Am I exaggerating? The answer is no. But the failure is in your leadership. All over the world now, there is a failure in leadership. In Europe, the failure of leadership is being beyond comprehension, absolutely beyond comprehension. Merkel keeps saying that she wants more and more Muslims coming into Europe.
I know, IQ, that does not make any sense. You're talking about leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, it does. Are we not all looking for leadership? Well, I'm here to say leadership without moral foundation, biblical truth, becomes dictatorship. That's exactly what's happening, and there's no other way to look at it. When we come back here in this next segment, we're going to talk about a solution to this descent into anarchy. We'll talk to Dave and IQ about their thoughts on solution stage that coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung in Jerusalem, Israel. You often hear me on Stand in the Gap Today with Sam, Dave, and Gary. Guess what? We're all coming to Israel. Love to have you come and go with us. The dates are March the 7th through the 21st. That will include 10 days in Israel, 4 days in Petra, one of the most unique cities in all the world. If you need more information, the itinerary, the exact dates, also the information about cost, call this number, 423-825-6247. That's 423-825-6247. Ask for Jody. She can give you all the information as Stand in the Gap Today and Prophecy Today go host a tour to Israel. Next year in Jerusalem, we're looking forward to you being here with us.
Back in 1993, MediShare was known as the best-kept secret in healthcare. But not anymore. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who've discovered what us long-timers have known since the beginning. MediShare is affordable healthcare that really works. The great thing is, we're not an insurance company. We're a nonprofit community. Hundreds of thousands of honest, hardworking people who agree to share each other's medical bills. Every share goes to help a fellow member. And when we say affordable, we mean it's common for our members to save upwards of $500 a month. Best of all, MediShare is always open. You can join anytime. So how about now? Isn't it time you joined MediShare?
Call 844-45-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare, now available in Montana. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE.
Hello, this is Sam Rohr. Although the term Christian education doesn't occur in the Bible, it does speak of the moral and spiritual instruction of children. It places a high value on knowledge, both of God and His works. It describes the moral and spiritual fruits of this knowledge and defines its ultimate purpose, the growth of your child in godliness of character and action. That's why we suggest you consider BJU Press K-12 materials. Your child's a unique individual created for a specific purpose. Proper instruction that includes the Bible and the relational influence of godly teachers produces a pure heart and a willing mind. The Bible calls that success. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. They teach critical thinking skills and keep your child engaged and excited about learning. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit BJUPress.com. That's BJUPress.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, in this solution segment today, we want to take these bigger issues we're talking about. This, what we started with is Charlottesville, the efforts by many to pull this nation into deep-set division and anarchy. The threats of North Korea, Iran, Hezbollah, all of these efforts who are all seeking to undercut, again, the United States, freedom, the Western world, these things all kind of walk together. There are some commonalities in these, ladies and gentlemen. I'd put them in the category, we've talked about it before, of Antichrist globalists, Antichrist Islam, and the establishment enablers who really, frankly, don't care which direction they're going to go as long as they think that they're going to be on the winning side. They'll sell their soul to anyone, and we're seeing it. Yet we know that these groups, they may be in agreement for a while, but at the end of the day, they're going to attack each other because they're not satisfied. The globalists don't want Islamists to rule supreme, and Islamists certainly don't want the globalists to rule supreme. So there's going to be a fight in the end, and we ultimately know how that's going to conclude. But it might get pretty messy in the process. Dave, I want to go to you first here from a overall perspective. Again, this will be a biblical perspective, historical. Put the pieces together of how we can look at what's happening, where we are, and where it's going. And then I want to go back to IQ with another question here after you complete that, if you don't.
Well, Sam, the bottom line is this. We've talked on this program in the past that we have choices to make as a country, the United States of America. We can either go the route of tyrannical government, or we can run the opposite direction into the wide open loving arms of God and a very biblical worldview. Sam, behind all of this anarchy, all this division, it's really about not left-right. It's not about Republican-Democrat. It's not about any of those things. It's really about God's rule over the affairs of men or Satan's rule. It's about, are we going to go God's way, or are we going to adopt a very anti-God mindset? Are we going to go the way of Jesus Christ, or are we going to go the way of the Antichrist? And the fact of the matter is this, all that we're watching, Sam, with what happened in Charlottesville, with what's taking place in Venezuela, Iran, China, North Korea, all of this is a very lawless mindset, which is one of the phrases the Bible uses to describe the man of sin, according to the book of 2 Thessalonians 2, the man of lawlessness, rank lawlessness. That's what's going to be perpetuated in the end time, because it's all preparatory for his arrival, and his influence is being felt even now. So we got a choice. Do we go the way of Antichrist, or do we go the way of Jesus Christ?
Dave, that's excellent, because that's really what it was when Christ himself came. He said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Some accepted. They found peace. They found healing, found transformation. Those who rejected it found just the opposite. Not a whole lot's changed. Well, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, nothing has changed. There's nothing new under the sun. We need to understand it, and we go from there. Now, IQ, let me go to you. You are there on the European scene. You're right in the heart, really, of the globalist mentality. We've talked about it on this program. You are an authority on Islam. You've been very clear on this program. But just from a straight-up perspective, historically, go where you want to on it, but can the globalist mentality that says world government is what's needed, or the Islamists that say death to the great Satan, to the little Satan, do either one of these competing, or at this point converging perhaps, mentality, ideologies, do either one of them historically or intrinsically have the potential to bring anything remotely close to peace or security or freedom?
Never. You can't get freedom and security in Islam. That's an oxymoron. It doesn't exist. I've said it before, I repeat it again. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it isn't. During World War II, two nations were not attacked by the Germans, Switzerland and Sweden. They had conscription. They had conscripted armies, civilians who defend their nation. What America needs now is to reintroduce conscription. Because that's the only way. There is no other way to bring American young Americans back together. None. If you want to change the education system, it will take you another 10 years. There's no way you can do it. Hmm. But by bringing conscription, you bring all types of Americans, whether they're white, black, yellow, green, irrespective. They serve 1 or 1.5 years, not you need 2 and 2.5 years or 3 years. Both men and women.
That's interesting.
In no time, you will solve the problem. Because you give them a purpose. At the moment, those young people have no purpose. So who's running the show? The anarchists. And who's guiding the anarchists? The leftists. And who is the leftist in the universities? Your universities are creating mayhem. Your professors are abominable. Most of them are beneath contempt. They hate America. They are the ones who are educating women not to love the Constitution. The problem you start with is with your universities and education system. To circumvent this, you have to have conscription.
That's interesting, IQ. And Dave, I want to go back to you right now, because IQ didn't use these words, but he's talking about doing something from a civil government perspective that, in effect, would provide some basis for unity purpose. Now, interesting in the Charlottesville event that a lot of the leaders are calling for unity, almost demanding unity. Dave, unity just simply doesn't happen because somebody hopes for it or demands it. Lay down now the biblical foundation for unity and put that out there right now. Is there hope for unity? We've talked about how we've gotten here. What's the solution for regaining unity?
Well, Sam, let's use the Bible as an example. If you look at the early church, the potential for tremendous disunity existed among groups, different nationalities. But the one thing that drew all of them together was the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the great unifier from that perspective. And so, Sam, what we've done in America is we've kicked God out of our schools. We've kicked him out of our government institutions, or tried to. Should we be surprised? I mean, really, should we be surprised that we're experiencing the greatest disunity perhaps in our country that has ever existed right now, with the absence of Jesus being central to the life of the American people? No, we shouldn't be surprised at all. So the preachers of America, we have a heavy, heavy onus on us, a responsibility to proclaim the gospel. Christians have that responsibility to proclaim Jesus Christ as well. But Sam, only when a biblical foundation and biblical truth is reinstituted can there be any hope of a lasting or genuine unity.
Dave, I'm going to ask you to pray in just a couple seconds, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm just summarizing here what Dave said. for any nation to exist, you have to have common borders. You have to have a common view of God, which is what we had. And if you want to divide a nation, you divide them from their concept of God. In this country, it's dividing us from our concept of Judeo-Christian view of Jesus Christ as King and God oversitting over top of that. Ladies and gentlemen, there can be no unity without a coming together on that acceptance of that agreement. That's the bottom line. Dave, would you take us to prayer, please?
Father, we thank you so much for our dear friend IQ. Thank you for the way he puts everything into proper perspective based on his knowledge, his insight. Father, I thank you, Lord, more importantly, for the foundation of our country. What we were founded upon was clearly Judeo-Christian belief. And Father, I pray rather than running from that, we would run back to that. Give our leaders, both in the pulpit as well as those that serve in government, an understanding of this. And Father, may we the people stand up and speak your truth into the lives of those around us. And Father, we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today. And thank you to IQ Arasuli calling in from overseas, giving us great input. And you can find out more about him and his books on our website. Go there. And ladies and gentlemen, until we're together 23 hours from now, would you stand in the gap for truth where you are? You may be the only one doing it.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.